Welcome back, guys. Happy Monday. I hope you are ready to kick this week off into high gear. Mondays are my favorite day and is actually one of the reasons that I switch these interviews to Monday, because I want to get you guys amped for the week, getting goals, making waves, you know? So this episode today is all about them Facebook and Instagram ads. We're not so much talking about strategy, but we are talking about where they are at in 2019. And what I mean is that, are they so popular? Like, why they're getting more expensive? All that fun stuff. And then we're going to switch into a more, is Facebook ads or are Facebook ads and Instagram ads a good service to offer in your virtual assistant or online service provider business?
Welcome back to Becoming Virtually Free. Today's guest I have with me is Rebecca Thatcher. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. I'm excited. I know when we first talked, you said, yes, it was your first podcast interview. Is it still your first podcast interview?
It is. Yeah. Oh, you're my first one.
I love this. I love being the first one. I'm just like, oh, come on, have a chat with me.
So exciting.
So Rebecca, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about what your zone of genius is, and also, I guess, what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, perfect. So I help online coaches to reach more of their dream customers online. So I work mostly with really gifted, ambitious coaches who love to serve one-to-many opposed to the one-to-one model. So people that have courses, memberships, group programs, and really I just help them connect with more of their dream customers.
Amazing. So how long have you been doing that for?
Well, gosh. So the vehicle that I use to help them connect with more of their dream customers is Facebook advertising. And I have been working in that space for over 10 years. So a really, really long time. But it was only recently this year that I niched right down to serve the online coaching world.
That's awesome. And may I ask why you decided to niche down to that specific market?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. So having been in business for just over 2 years now, I've just gone into my third year. I think as an entrepreneur, you're always evolving and you're always learning how to best run your business. And I think for me, I found that I didn't have a really specific niche, and it actually made marketing my business quite tricky. And I ended up attracting lots of different types of business owners. And really, when I worked with coaches, that's where I felt like I just came alive. The conversations that we had really lit me up, and they were just totally on my wavelength. So really, that's where the seed was planted for me to actually niche down and refine my offer to cater to online coaches specifically, which I love. I love working with them so much.
That's awesome. I also, my niche was the like online coaches as well when I was a virtual assistant. So I totally understand. I just want to say one thing, like, thank you for just saying that. This is something that I talk about all the time about niching, and to hear, you know, another, I know you're a Facebook ad specialist, but the way that I teach and the way that I coach is that, like, I use the word virtual assistant, but it's really like anyone that has a skill set for digital marketing. And that could be like business management. It could be Instagram growth. It could be, you know, LinkedIn strategy. It can all be that stuff. So Facebook ads fall beneath that umbrella, at least in my eyes. So the fact that you just said, like, it made it really hard to market your business when you didn't have a niche. Can we talk about that for a second? Like, other than attracting, well, I mean, that would be the main thing, but like the different types of people you attracted, like, how are you writing your copy? And like, have you dug into this? You're like, okay, like this copy was like this, and that's why I got these people. Or have you like thought of like why that ended up happening?
I think it was to do with where I started my business. So when I started it back in 2017, I worked very much within my local area, and I started holding in-person events and running training sessions. And I think that because of that, I naturally attracted local business owners with brick and mortar style businesses. And therefore, the leads and the work just came in naturally from that space. And at that time, when I was working more as a general social media consultant that specialized in Facebook ads, that seemed to make sense. But I really quickly came to learn who I loved to work with, what services I loved to provide. And yeah, by the end of that year, having been in business for just 6 months, I really began to notice that it was Facebook ads that the market needed support with. It was that offer that I just loved to help people with. I'm really analytical, bit of a data nerd, and it just felt right for me to offer that service only. And then over time, having had more conversations with these local business owners, they were really interested in Facebook ads to support their business, but they didn't have huge budgets. And it's not to say that you need a huge budget in order to be successful with paid advertising, but it does require some upfront investment so you can test, you learn, you can really get enough to really start seeing the impact that you can have. And bearing in mind, local businesses, they're not looking to reach a huge audience. They're working within their kind of local radius, maybe like a 30-mile radius or something. So yeah, it was just a little bit limiting, I guess, having gone from working with really big brands with really big budgets to then trying to put my skill set into a fairly small box with fairly small budgets. It just didn't, as I said, light me up. And I really needed to be working with people that inspired me and that challenged me and that allowed me to really excel in my area of expertise.
Yeah, I really like the way that you put that, because I truly, when I feel that, like, when you find that ideal market and those ideal clients, that's exactly what happens. It's like this weight is being lifted off of your shoulder, finally saying, you are where you need to be. These are the people that you need to help, because they're the ones that understand the value and that need your help. And that also they're making a huge difference, because most of these coaches are changing people's lives, maybe not directly, but indirectly through, like, I mean, sometimes directly, but some, like, indirectly through like SEO strategy or like, you know, Facebook ads, like things or anything really, like business coaching, mindset coaching, like it's changing you. And when you're able to be that, a support or an ally with them and help them get their message out there, it's like this duality feeling that's like, oh, I get to do what I love and I'm getting paid for it. And I'm also helping them. And it's this beautiful, like, not to sound like all girly and emotional, but it's like everyone's in love and it's great, you know, like it's so
definitely,
wonderful.
Definitely. And actually that's a really good point, because another factor that really played into the shift that I made in the business was that the local businesses I was working with, the clients that I was attracting, they were using Facebook ads purely for monetary gains. So what I mean by that is they had an e-commerce website that would purely looking to invest in order to see return. And of course, that is the beauty of Facebook ads. Of course, I want you to use them to help you scale and bring in more revenue for your business. But for me, it's not only about that. It's about using this vehicle to reach and connect with the people that really, really would benefit from whatever it is that you are offering. And as I said, with coaches, that just makes my heart sing, because they've got this amazing gift that they can share with the world. And there's so many people that need whatever it is that they are coaching within, whether it's in the mindset space, the health space, nutrition, wealth. There's just so many different coaches out there now, all with amazing gifts to share. And all I want to do is to help them find more of their dream customers, but also the other way around, to get more people to discover them because they have a need. Maybe they're facing a challenge in life and actually this person has the perfect solution. And if I can marry them up just through creating really great campaigns, then that's really what I love to do most.
And yeah, that's wonderful. I love hearing about you talk. It's so some people are just like, oh yeah, that's what I do. But you're just like, you can hear the passion behind it. And that's so wonderful. And to talk about those ad budgets and stuff, and like, you know, 20, or maybe not 20 years ago, there were no Facebook ads 20 years ago, but like 5 years ago, the ads were so cheaper, like so much cheaper. So you were able to get more with a lower investment for small businesses, at least.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I've seen, so I've been in the coaching industry and I've worked alongside coaches. I don't really do Facebook ads, but I work with coaches that, you know, they hire out an agency and they come in. Mm. And the expenditure on that has gone drastically up, and the return, it's still great and it's amazing. And I definitely like, I'm like, wow, I wish I had 10 grand to sink into ads, because holy crap. But like, I have seen it. It's changing. And, yeah. But I think it's changing. Well, not I think. I know it's changing because the market is getting smarter. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to see when you're just trying to make money off of them versus actually help them.
Yeah, exactly. Consumers are just becoming so much savvier to online digital marketing, and there's new concepts and terms now, such as banner blindness, which is essentially the fact that your average consumer is served, I think the stat was 15 different ads every minute or something crazy like that. And because of the volume of ads that they've been showing, of different content that's being pushed in front of them, they have no longer got the ability to even recognize an ad, because they literally just scroll straight past. They don't even see it. So yeah, there's definitely a shift in consumer behavior patterns that we have to take into account when advertising. And that's something that I really stress with my clients. It's the fact that before we even get to the training or the campaign planning, it's really considering the environment that your dream customers are in right now, and just having a level of respect for that, because they didn't come to Facebook or Instagram to be advertised to. They actually are on that channel to browse, to connect with friends, maybe to watch some video content, but they weren't expecting for you to serve them their advert and disrupt their experience. So it's actually trying to think, okay, well, I've got like a second of this person's time. I need to make it worth their while and my while for having put in all of the energy and effort to creating a really great ad, and just create a really good experience for them that's going to encourage them to read on and develop that relationship with you. So yeah, there's so many different nuances to it, and it's changing all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm come from the marketing ethos, like that, to give just so much value. And I would argue that the way that I give value is probably seen in the industry as I give too much. Mm-hmm. But like, honestly, I believe that will come back. And I also understand, like, I come from a virtual assistant place, and you're in that same industry, you understand probably what I'm about to say. You can give a lot of it away for free. People still don't want to do the work. Mm. So they're going to hire you to do it, because they're like, oh my God, that's everything you need to do it. Oh my goodness. There's no, I'd rather pay money to get someone to do a Facebook ad. So it's so funny. It's like, oh, if I give them all the stuff, they won't buy anything from me. I'm like, no, that's not really how it works.
But no, exactly. Exactly.
If they want to think that, the secret's safe with me kind of thing, you know? So.
Yeah. And I think especially in the coaching world, it's obviously like 80% of the work within marketing, whether it's paid or organic, it's just about those personal connections. And it might be a free call that you offer them, or like a lead magnet with a really great download or a video series or something. But the majority of the marketing that you're doing is just driving that personal connection. And I truly believe that if you lead with integrity and you continue to deliver serving value to your people, then the conversions will come later, and you haven't really got to kind of drive it home really hard, be really salesy, because you're laying the foundations for that success, and it will happen naturally.
Yeah, exactly. It will. I mean, as long as you take inspired action, I like to be very clear about that, because sometimes you're like, yeah, I've done this course and now I will become a millionaire. I'm like, well,
sure.
Yeah, maybe. Let me know how it goes. Maybe. But I totally get what you're saying. And I completely agree with you. And I think it's really just a way also to think about marketing, because so many of us, like, marketing and selling or sales, let's say, used to be kind of separate, you know, like it kind of used to be like, oh, you're doing marketing and then you come in and the people taking care of the sales are doing it different. But now it's all amalgamated, and marketing is way more prevalent because the organic reach of all these amazing platforms that have been created over the past like 10, 15 years and all this stuff. But the idea that it's not, I've lost my train of thought. This happens too often, because I was thought about something I was going to say after it. Now I'm like, oh, gone.
But anyway, I get too excited.
I know, I get too excited about this, because I always love talking to people that share this ethos, because I find it very frustrating for me, because I love my clients, but they're very money hungry, and that's okay. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that's not why I'm here. Like, I gotta eat. Like, I'm not saying that. I gotta eat. I'd like to be able to do some fun things. I'm not here to buy a Lamborghini and have a private jet and video it and try to get you to buy my YouTube.
Sure. So,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, that's not why I'm here. So I love chatting with people that are in alignment with the way that I view marketing and the way that, or like the reason that I'm in this space, because I think a lot of us get into it to help.
Because
we know that other people need it. And like, yeah, we're going to be paid for it, but we know that we have a service that can offer and it's going to solve so many people's problems. And it's really advantageous to both parties. There's no power struggle. We're coming together to work to help your business grow much faster than it would had you and I not come together and grow.
Yeah. You know? For sure. And I think that's something that I've really considered in the last year or so. And I love to help people. I think most entrepreneurs, most business owners, they start a business, and that's probably one of the reasons that they start it, right? They know that they have a skill. Mm-hmm. They can offer something that will help someone in some way, shape or form. And that's definitely true for me. And it was funny because I went through a period of thinking, okay, well, I know I'm helping people by teaching them and training them, but I don't feel like it's at a deep enough level. I feel like I wasn't put on earth just to train people on Facebook ads. I want to help people at a much deeper level that makes me feel really good, and that is, yeah, significantly helping them. And I feel through shifting towards helping coaches and through helping them to reach more people so that they can serve them to a higher level, a deeper level, then that allows me to kind of channel my skill set and help people at the same time at that deeper level, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, it does. I understand what you're saying. I can't speak for the listeners, but I understand. And it's true. And yeah, it's exactly what you said. We all kind of get into that too, or a lot of us get into it to help. So I'd love to hear, like, when you are doing more of the actual brick and mortar businesses, or really just all Facebook ads, I guess it doesn't really matter who the market is. I know it's your zone of genius. I know you like doing it. Like, do you recommend it as a service for new or already established virtual assistants that are looking to scale and maybe grow bigger than becoming just, as you said, you used to be like general social media management or manager, advisor, whatever. Like, do you think that it's still very relevant in 2019 going into the new decade?
Yeah, I do. I was actually only asked this question on Monday, or a similar question about kind of the relevance of Facebook. Is it still gonna have such a strong foothold in the online space? And I think just to start by answering your question as to whether a VA or an OBM should consider this as an additional service, I think the first thing they have to ask themselves is, would they enjoy it? Because to learn a new skill set and to then market it, to offer it to a really high standard that will impress their clients and obviously attract more leads, you have to enjoy it. And if you're not overly analytical or you're not very tech savvy, oh my goodness, tech savvy, then perhaps it isn't for you. But in terms of market demand, I just think it really isn't going to go anywhere. And yes, as you said earlier, it has become more expensive. And that is due to, as we were saying, different consumer habits. But that's also because so many huge brands, huge businesses have recognized that it is such a cost-effective tool. And they're shifting their marketing spend from the likes of TV advertising, where they can only broadcast one message to kind of the millions, rather than to really target right down into their ideal customers. And they're investing it in Facebook ads instead, which obviously creates more competition, which then drives up the cost. So I think gone off on a little tangent there. But my point is that just because that's happening, it really doesn't impact the success rate that Facebook offers, the potential it holds, and the fact that it still remains one of the most cost-effective channels we have available to us to reach our goals, to reach our ideal customers. So with that being said, I just think it makes so much sense if a VA is that way inclined and is working within the social media space anyway. I think their clients are going to naturally ask whether they offer Facebook ads as a service. And I've had many conversations with VAs in this space, and that's what they are finding. But I also come across many that say they do it because their client has asked for them to do it, but then they haven't invested in the training or educated themselves enough to really offer it at a very high level that they're confident with it. So I think that's the difference. I think if you are really passionate and you think it would be a great addition to your business as an offering for your clients, and your clients seem to want it anyway, there is that demand, then yes, go for it, because it really isn't going anywhere anytime soon. But it does require investment in your own education, just to make sure that you can really do the best service and really the best work for your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And to talk about what you said about where it's not going anywhere, like some of us, most of us know, but I just like to remember or remind people, like Instagram and Facebook are the same. You know, Instagram's not going anywhere anytime soon. And like, I think that's really important to remember, because like Facebook, yeah, arguably it is maybe not dying. I don't think it's dying. I think Facebook ads are still like the bomb.com, and I'm going to talk about that. But for a younger market, it's kind of drying up a bit, at least in my experience. I could be wrong. You are the expert in that. But I think that, well, Instagram is going to be around, but this is an opportunity for people to get crafty, because the one thing about Facebook ads, and this is not just Facebook and Instagram ads, like it's Snapchat ads, it's Google ads, all that stuff, is that you can really personalize the who you're targeting, which means that you can really personalize the ad. And that's what people want. They want to be understood at a whole new level. They don't want to be talked to like, oh, you want more freedom? It's you want more freedom because you have a job that is weighing you down and a husband that sucks. And then maybe your cat just peed in your couch or something. Like, you know, like it's, I mean, you would never make an ad like that maybe, but you know what I mean? It's very specific.
Yes. Yeah.
Leave you guessing if that ad's for you or not.
Yeah, and I think the best Facebook ad marketers out there, the people that are crafting the most successful campaigns, are those that really know their target audience inside out. They actually know them probably better than the person knows themselves, because they're having to preempt that actually this service or this offer will be relevant for them and they will need it. They just don't even know it yet. So yeah, you have to be highly skilled. It's a real balance between a bit of science and a bit of art and creativity with actually creating the perfect ad for the perfect person. And that doesn't happen overnight. But I think if you really know your target audience really, really well, then you're definitely off to a great start.
And I mean, everyone should know, I mean, maybe not really well, but everyone should have some insight into their target market, because that's how you create your marketing strategy, like very effectively, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
So there's no excuse, guys. There's no excuse is really what we're saying. Well, yeah, thank you so much, Rebecca, for chatting with me. I find these conversations always go by so fast. I'm like, how much time we have left? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's almost done. But thank you for sharing that. And I agree. Like, I think that Instagram and Facebook ads, like, it's going to weed out the mediocre, in my opinion. You know, mm-hmm. it's still great, but you got to have to step your game up, guys. That's all I gotta say. I also say that as someone who doesn't ever want to touch Facebook ads, it's also kind of like, hey, you guys deal with it, I'm gonna do my own thing. So thank you again. Before we head off, where can the audience find you on the interwebs?
Sure, so I'm in all of the places that you'd usually expect to find people. But yeah, on Instagram and Facebook, of course. I'm at Mrs. Rebecca Thatcher, and then website is RebeccaThatcher.com. So pretty easy.
And I'll make sure it's all on the show notes and all that fun stuff, so you can get access to this in an easier way than having to guess how to spell. Amazing. I mean, it's not that hard of a name, but you know. Anyways, I digress. And as always, I always get our guests to leave the audience with some words of wisdom. So what I would love for you to talk about today, Rebecca, is if you were in front of a group of new entrepreneurs, what's the number one thing that you would want to tell them?
Good question. I think, and this is from my own experience, it's to just go into this new journey with an open mind, because you might start your business, your entrepreneurial journey, really certain that there is this business idea that you want to start and run with. But actually, as you do it, you'll quickly learn that things change so rapidly. And it's just about being open-minded to that change, because I think the entrepreneurial journey is a roller coaster. And yeah, there's definitely peaks, some troughs, definitely peaks, but yeah, times can be challenging as well. So I think just having an open mind, not being afraid to change course a little bit, and yeah, to just evolve with the journey and the progress that you make. Because I know I certainly had to be really open-minded, and as a very kind of organized, routine-based person, going in with a plan and then having to deviate a little bit didn't feel quite right for me, but I just had to go with it, because you have to kind of trust your instincts a little bit with business as well.